Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn healthy, and pretty sexy people. Woohoo! I'm home again. I'm home all during December. I'm home. Oh, I love my home. I love being home. I don't know how I ever brought a daughter into the world. All she wants to do is go travel everywhere else. Oh, it's so good to be home. I decorated my house for Christmas, and I'm getting ready for parties, and I love this time of year. I love it, love it, love it, and I especially love it that I get to give you the special I give you every year. Went into effect right now at 9 o'clock. You can order a half-hour private for $100 through imdwallace.com. So, happy Christmas, merry holidays from me to you. Spots are limited. They will all be held in January. So, be there or be square. That's all I can tell you. Bourne and Bubbalopaloo are both live now to order. And I have to really bow down to you. My publisher called me yesterday and said we sold 800 books in pre-sales, which I guess is amazing and unheard of. So my great, great heart thanks to all of you for helping make that possible. For those of you that bought it online and have read it or are reading it and like it, please go leave a, you know, some kind of feedback, a testimonial on the Amazon or Barnes & Noble site. So again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And my Hallmark movie's on tonight. Every time a bell rings, it's an absolutely beautiful little movie that you all will love, I promise you. So I know they'll replay it again, but I know it's on today. And Stephen's Far Out Foods has 15% off plus free shipping. We want to support our beautiful producer. I just ordered several packages. It's great for the guys in your family, especially that you don't know what the heck to get them and you don't want to get them another shirt or a tie. Guys are hard. I don't know why that is. They're just hard. Women, we just, buy me a dress, a blouse, you know, some shoes, some perfume. We're pretty much happy with anything. So, all right, let me get to the important things I have to share with you today. Those of you that heard me on Jennifer McLean this week, my Baptist preacher was out. I am taming her back a little today, but basically what we were talking about is we need more passion in our love, more excitement in our love. You know, the channel was talking to me about excitement around, for example, the January 6th insurrection. There was, excitement. It was palpable, or whatever that word is. And you could feel it. You could literally feel it. And the channel is saying, that's what we need in love. We need to bring that passion and excitement and power into creating with love. Because we know that love is the most powerful creation tool we have. Then I want to talk to you a minute about health. I was looking at why we're not being more successful in healing our bodies. Part of it has to do with that passion of love, and by God, I am going to do this. Woohoo! Place. And part of it is that our body doesn't know that we want it to heal, and it doesn't know that it wants to heal because we keep focused on our troubles. And what that does is, I've talked to you about the vagus nerve that sends down the messages, the signals that we're sending out. Sends it down to all your organs, all your cells, throughout your entire body, your brain, everything. Okay, and then shoots out into the universe as the signal to be matched. So, the more you're in self-love, the healthier you are. The more you are in self-love, the more you protect yourself. Let me read the exact words they gave me. Self-love is the greatest tool for staying healthy and protecting yourself against any outside invasion. Focusing on your troubles and your fears weakens your immune system. And remember that you create your health within you first. And then the doctors and the medicine, et cetera, can help even more powerfully. But, and you have to do the work within yourself, guys, to be in alignment with self-love and health and in your knowing that it all begins with you. It's so important. We are taught to give our power away because we are taught that we are not responsible. If you're in this community, you know better. You know that the buck starts with you. Okay? So be very clear about positively what you want. We all know we want health. We want more than enough money. We want success in our lives. We want happy relationships. We want balance, health, joy, clear communication. We know that we want those things. So focus on those things. Think only on those things, as a good book says. Is there anything? Okay, I can go to the callers. That information about health is very pertinent, guys. So don't just hear it. Really get it and apply it. Live it, live it, live it, live it. All right, we're starting with Elena because she's been trying to get on for weeks, she says. Hi, babe.
Hey, how are you?
I'm awesome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, a couple of things. I've moved from Lawton to Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And let's, I believe it was a good move.
Well, then it was.
But so my question is, how can I get to where I'm feeling more? Like really feeling, because
as soon as you decide that you are, Lena, as long as you keep asking yourself, how can I get there? Can't get there. Do you understand that? Do you understand the principle behind that? Because if, guys, if you keep saying, why can't I, your brain, the computer of your brain, is never going to find out how you can. I want to know if you understand that, Lena.
I think I do.
Well, that ain't good enough. So you explain to me what that means.
It means, I guess that you're feeling enlightened, you're feeling the love for yourself in all life.
It means making a choice. And that's the first chapter in Born. It's the very first thing, and it's the thing most of you hit a wall with. You see, you have not chosen to feel the excitement and the love and the awesomeness in the world. You haven't chosen that. You keep saying, why can't I feel it? Got to get up every day and go, today I'm feeling excitement and gratitude and love, and I'm feeling all the goodness around me in this world. That's my direction to me and all energy. Let's go.
Okay. So
okay, that's
question.
Your answer. It's as simple as that.
So can you really use memories of the past to help with feelings? Because it's like I haven't been feeling my knowingness, if that makes sense.
What did you say? What was the last line?
I hadn't been feeling my knowingness like before. And
yeah, but that's the game, Lena, that's the game you play with yourself. And she's representing a lot of you out there in different subjects. Just can't keep saying, why don't I, why can't I, why aren't I? You're never going to get the answers, guys. When you say, I am happiness, I am joy, I am filled with the feeling of love and joy in this world, and what can I create? Then you start moving. Then you start getting answers. And you know, you've been to Creation Station. You can send love to a red dot. And you can receive love from a red dot. And it doesn't have one damn thing to do with the red dot. It has to do with your willingness to send and receive your love with it. So the love comes from you, babe. We're all waiting for it to show up outside of us. It doesn't, guys. If you're receiving things that you really love in your life, you've created that love within you first. That's the way it works. So that's your answer.
Okay.
All right. You've just got to start consciously, and I mean really consciously, working with you to direct you where you want to be. Not keep asking why you're not where you want to be. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby cakes. You can do this. You know how. All right, let's go to Pagan, Wisconsin. Hi, you're on.
Hi there. Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
I am calling with a question regarding one of my daughters. I live here about a half hour from her. And they are very devout Jewish people and so have celebrated Hanukkah. The problem that has come up between us, and I share in their holidays frequently, the problem that has come up between us is that she absolutely refuses to do anything related to Christmas with me, including be together on Christmas Day. She will if it's under the condition that it has nothing to do with Christmas. So,
okay, well, I would say thank you very much. I love you very much. And create the best, most beautiful Christmas for yourself you can.
Okay.
You see, the more you try to change her, Peg,
yeah,
the more you go down. You can feel that, can't you?
Oh, yeah. And I know that that's one of my blocks. I guess the...
No,
the...
no, you don't have a block. It's her that has the block.
Okay.
She's selfish, Peg.
Yeah, right.
She's being very selfish. And
yes,
she's being very righteous. Okay. Now, your job is not to feel guilty about creating a daughter that is righteous and selfish around this. She's doing for herself what she has to do.
Yeah, that I agree with.
Okay. Now you must do the same thing. You make the happiest, most joyous, most fulfilling Christmas you can.
I can do that.
Of course you can. It's a choice.
It is a choice.
You know?
I think I would just say,
I love you very much. And you're very special in my heart. And I respect your wishes. So I'm going to go ahead and do Christmas and enjoy my Christmas. And I'm glad I got to enjoy Hanukkah with you.
Okay.
Let her come around. But you see, if you keep fighting her, she won't come around. She'll dig her heels in more.
Right.
You had another question?
Right. No, that's it. That's the basic story right there.
Yeah, and send her love. Keep sending her love. And love yourself enough to serve yourself and give you joy in this season. Right?
I think I stepped out of that last part, and that's the part that's really bugging me.
Well, yeah, because like Hanukkah, Christmas is special and sacred to you. That's
mm-hmm.
when you live your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give that up for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You bet, baby. That was great for all of us. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to Diana in New York.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Okay. So how are you? Thanks for your special. That's wonderful. Always nice of you, the way you give to this community. So thank you for offering that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really appreciated. So I think it ties into the last caller. I was doing some work around my relationships and some patience that I am not expressing. I've been trying to create that I'm open to love and receiving love and giving love and creating abundant relations filled with divine love. Anyways, I'm noticing that I lose my patience over some kind of petty behaviors, especially with my spouse. And I did some work and I got to sheet 4 mm-hmm. of your work. And what I got to is bullet 4, where there's a number of A through N subjects where it directs to claim I am the frequency of divine love and
yep.
balancing around those statements. And what I got was broken off child, past life, and criticism. And I think I understand that, but I was hoping for some discernment.
You're absolutely spot on. You're spot on. So there's a part of your child in this lifetime. Yes. There's a part of your child that broke off. And it broke off energetically to protect itself from the criticism it was receiving.
I have recently come up with that happened, I think, maybe multiple times at, like, different iterations of key areas, like teenage years, you know, the formative years, like 7, 8, and then again at teenage. I've come up with that I was segmented, so I've been pulling all of my pieces of me back together and claiming balance and directing energy on behalf of all of that, but something
yes, but
is still kind of...
You haven't directed self-acceptance.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
You see, that's why that little person's part of her energy broke off, because she wasn't being accepted. So let's talk about what's going on with your people now. Is it about being accepted?
I'm being critical of them. I'm not accepting them.
Yes. Okay. Because your little girl, that's what was modeled to her.
Ooh.
So your little girl thinks non-acceptance is a way you love someone.
Oh, that's awful.
No, it's not awful. It's just another beautiful piece of your puzzle that you get to carve out and place in the hole that you want now. Hole as in W-H-O-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Look, this is what we're all doing, Diana. This is what I did when, you know, I got E.T. and started making money and becoming famous, and I pulled way back into myself because I was taught we're the poor people, they're the rich people, we're the good people, they're the bad people, and all of a sudden I was one of them. I had to rewrite that teaching and go, no, my consciousness. And this is what I want you to hear. Your consciousness is safe in accepting them. You don't have to agree with them, and you can accept them.
Okay, because I have been using, I release them to their own divine I am presence.
That with you too.
Okay. All right, so I'm on the right path. I just need to continue to direct.
You pat yourself on the back, because that was a big one for you to get to, Diana. You just needed a little more discernment around it.
Okay.
But you see, that's what your little child has wanted all these years. Could I create myself without you criticizing me, please?
Yeah, including self-criticism. Okay, that all comes full circle. Okay.
So release yourself and your little one to your own divine I am presence.
Perfect.
And hers. Okay. Hold on. Is there anything higher? Nope. We got to the highest thing, baby cake.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations. That's really, really, really great work, Diana. Really great work. Thank you.
Thank you for taking
steps for yourself to figure it out. That's awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for everything.
You bet. All right. We'd be going to Ryan in San Diego. What's up?
Hello. Your book just arrived yesterday.
Woo!
And I'm so excited. In fact, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, really? Well,
I'm up to chapter 8.
Well, chapter 8 is one of the most important that I don't know that anybody else teaches this, but then I don't know everybody's teachings. So I want to know, Ryan, because you've been with me a long time, did anything become clear, or did you learn anything new?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of things have become clear, reinforced a lot of things, and things that I need to tweak just for a little bit more for all the success that I'm looking for. So it's giving me the guidance for that.
Good. Chapter 8 will be very important for you. So really look at how you can apply everything I talk about in Chapter 8.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's like even from the preface, I was like, ooh, I want to highlight this, but I don't like to use highlighters on my book. So it's I went back into the Amazon, and it's like, oh, the Kindle version's there. So ordered that one so I can do all my highlighting. And I've highlighted a lot.
My books are so marked up. I guess it comes from old college habits, but oh, my goodness. You know, pulled back and torn back and highlighted. You should see Conversations with God. It looks like it's been through a war. Well, great, Ryan. I want you to email me and let me know what you think about Chapter 8, okay?
Absolutely, will do.
And what lights came on. Do you have a question, babe?
No, other thing I just had was, like last week when I had the little issue with the foot, my knee decided to flare up, so it's just the same thing, so I'm sending it love and doing my work on that, so that's all.
It is
all
the same thing, and Ryan, I say to you with love, the channel would like you to focus on your weight and losing it.
Absolutely.
You've heard this several times from them. So I would choose to take some steps here, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Because I know
love
you'll
you.
Probably be at Creation Station next spring. And I know I haven't picked a date yet. I haven't picked a date yet, guys, so don't start emailing me. You'll know. But I want to get clear if I'm... Well, they just said yes. I started to say if I'm supposed to even do one, but I won't know, they're saying, what the focus of it is till around February. Very interesting. Okay. All right. I love you, Rye, and I love all your fabulous photos you've sent me. Yeah, they're
Thank
just
you so
beautiful.
Much.
Beautiful, honey. And look, 2 years ago, you were going, well, should I? Well, can I get it out there? And, you know, and you're doing it. You're doing it now. So, woohoo! Step forward. Good. Thank
Absolutely.
You, baby. All right. See ya. Okay, we are going to Lisa in Pennsylvania. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hey there.
Hi.
Okay, I have had frequent urination for like 32 years, and I'm wondering if you can tell me why. What is the cause of this?
Okay, there's two different things. Right now, the first word that came in was infection. So have you... had your urine tested this time? Well, I would. Okay. So,
okay.
Energetically, what's behind this, when I say there's something drastically medically, I get a no. But energetically, we're going to a core belief, believe it or not. Hang on, not this page. This page, here, nine. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Well, now let's ask, what the hell that has to do with frequent urination. Okay. You don't have time for me. So you would be your body. So you're saying
okay.
to your body, you don't have time for me. And then they're changing, so I'm leaving you. You don't have time for me. Me is her, personally, yes. So
well, I
okay.
feel like, go ahead, sorry.
It's almost like you don't have time for me, so I'm eliminating part of you all the time.
Because this basically has, like, ruled my life. So basically all I do is pee. So I don't know how I couldn't have time for it. It doesn't have anything to do with, like, a childhood or anything like that.
Yes, that's where it started. But you're misunderstanding what they're saying to you. You're saying to your body, I don't have time for you. So I'm going to constantly be eliminating through my urination a part of you to get rid of you because I don't have time for you. Now, where that started was with your mom, 0 through 5, 5 through around 5 years old. And it has to do with going to school, starting school somehow. So,
I remember that, mom.
Okay, well,
I was going to say that I do remember my mom, and this used to make I can remember even being mad when I was little and she said it to me. She didn't want me to go to school. I was like the last kid home. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I remember her saying that she didn't want me to go to kindergarten. And because my birthday is like a week after it starts, I had to wait another year anyway. But I remember she said something like that to me. But I don't know if that has anything
to
do with it.
It does have something to do with it. So we're claiming the highest clarity around this. Oh, my God. All right. Just came in.
Oh,
all right.
This is getting good.
So this is how we subconsciously live out the things we're taught without even knowing it. So when you have to pee a lot, it makes you want to stay closer to home.
Oh, my God. That, like, yeah, like, I can't, I have
yeah.
to, like, decide, like, oh, what am I going to do? Or, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't.
Okay.
Oh.
So, ultimately, you have
created.
Because
when my mom said that.
Yes. You have created a way in your adult life not to go to school yet.
Wow.
So you're using energetically, you're using this urination.
Yeah, it keeps me from doing tons of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And going out and growing up. I'm using that metaphorically, of course.
Right, right, right. Wow, okay.
Now, have you ever talked to a doctor about it?
Oh, hell yeah. I've been to doctors, tons of them, and they're all like, oh, nothing's wrong with you. Oh, just, you know, yeah. There's nothing wrong with me.
Okay. All right. So the first thing the channel is suggesting is that you start training your brain and your energy that you love your body, and you have time for it, and you are ready to take it out into the world.
Okay.
And talk to it and go, look, I know you got the message a long time ago that you weren't ready to go out into the world. Well, we're changing that now. We're changing that story.
You know something else crazy? Now that you, when you just said that, I can because I have that body book that you have, and
yeah.
I was looking in that, and I remember something it said in there made me think that when I was 20 years old and I moved away, that was when I first moved away from where I grew up and my mom and everything, and that was when it started.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. The power
awesome.
Of our
I love
minds,
you.
Guys. The power of
wow.
our minds.
And I
yeah.
never understood, like, what happened then. Like, I know, but now that you're saying all of this, and I was just
yeah.
leaving home, and she didn't want me to go, but I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. And, yeah, wow.
Yeah, but
okay.
your little girl is saying, oh, it's not safe. You're not ready.
Right. Wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet. That's great. Good for you, Lisa. So
thanks so much.
Remember, it can mm-hmm. take a month to 2 months to turn things around. Your job now is to feel a lot of love and joy for your body and for the fact that it's safe for you to go out into the world and grow and create.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have a good cry when I hang up.
Yeah, well, it will be a good cry. Because you heard
right.
the truth,
I feel like
finally.
I'm already like ready to release some of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you, baby. Good for you.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, my God, that was worth the show right there. Maria, you're on, babe.
Good morning. It's been very interesting today.
Yeah.
And I did have a commercial. I saw the commercials with your Hallmark show. I was like, oh, there's Dee going by my Facebook.
Oh, great. Oh, good. Yeah. I didn't know I was in the commercials for it. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A lot. Yeah, it was really cute. I am trying to have more clarity on what's going on further. I know I need to move. I feel flat to even, I don't feel comfortable listing my stuff to sell, even though I need to.
Why?
Downsize.
Why?
I feel almost concerned.
Maria, you have to get rid of energy to create more energy and bring new energy in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make room for the new.
Right. And I don't feel like I have had the total energy to list everything.
That's because you haven't made the choice to do it. So you keep fighting yourself. Oh, I should, but I don't want to. Oh, I should, but I'm scared to. Which is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you afraid to sell your stuff?
Because I've been so emotionally drained, and the attention in my house has gone astronomical, and just having to focus. And every day I'm like, okay, let's list some more. I did a couple yesterday, but it took so long to do. And my area, I'm concerned about meeting people and having them come to my house. And I can't do a garage sale because I'm by myself. So
Wait. What does that have to do with doing a garage sale? I've done
well, it would be easier to just put everything at once. To sell,
yeah.
But I don't have anyone with me to help me to go into the bathroom throughout the time, and this area is kind of mixed, so I've just not done that.
Okay, so the theme I'm hearing through all this, Maria, is you don't feel safe.
Yeah, and
that's the theme that goes through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And more on top of that is what?
I just found out we have termites. So I repacked and adjusted everything again yesterday. So things are actually packed to go. I've not found anything. I have been looking to move. And then I got notice that my SSI award got partially fixed, which I'm glad about because I have been directing. But they wouldn't fix the rest of it and are telling me I have to go to court to get that back. And I don't plan on being in this county, ideally. So it's just, again, another thing to deal with going into next
year.
Yeah,
but let me explain. That's the highest, yeah. Let me explain how this works. If you have the core belief that I'm not safe in this world,
mm-hmm.
and you're not safe to create in this world, you will make obstacles for yourself, or obstacles will come towards you to match that belief. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So your first job is to start teaching yourself that you are safe and secure in this world. You don't have one friend that would come over to be with this garage sale?
I don't have anybody here, no.
And no family?
Mm-mm.
Well, I would start there. Why the hell not? Why have you not created friends and family that you could call on? Well, the first answer to that question that comes in through the channel is because you don't feel safe with them.
Correct.
Okay, baby. Well, so that's your first challenge into your freedom, is to start every time you have a thought that's the opposite, you go, no, I am safe and secure in this world, and I can trust lots of people to help me and be there for me. You have to change that perspective and that belief before mm-hmm. they can come forward, Lena. You know that. Okay.
Part of any group. I am just at home all day and don't even really go grocery shopping anymore. I just don't feel compelled to. I'm trying to empty out my food. I've lost my appetite. And so.
All right. This is starting to sound like a big victim tirade here. And we don't do that with our work.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow ourselves to be victims. We become victorious over ourselves so that we're victorious in the world.
Right.
And that's your challenge, baby. That's where you've got to start. And then everything will shift around that. Okay?
Okay. Have a blessed Christmas. Blessings
yes,
to everybody.
Yes, you too, Maria. Thank you, darling. All righty. We are going to, thought I already did. Okay. Emily, have I talked to you, Emily?
Not yet today.
Well, I guess I have energetically because I'm going, I've already talked to Emily. What's up, dude?
Hi. So
hi.
I have an update on my mom and then a question about my mom. Folks might remember over the years she's had issues with memory. She's now in memory care. And it's just kind of amazing. She has a boyfriend.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, and my mom has been divorced from my dad for 30 years and basically hasn't been with anybody since. Although she has romance novels. She loves romance. And so I know this is something she has wanted, and she's created
yep.
it for herself.
Yep.
And I have never seen her more happy. It is amazing.
Isn't that awesome? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
And when she first told me about him, that she had a boyfriend, I asked what his name was. She paused. We were in the car. I was up visiting her. You know, I'd taken her out for the afternoon. And, I don't remember his name.
That's okay.
And, you know,
she remembers
it's okay.
him. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. So the question I have, it's really amazing. I don't know. There's a million things about dementia.
Okay. Hurry
up,
Emily. Get to the question.
Yeah. Well, the last few times I've seen her, I've never had this feeling until recently that I don't know how much longer she's going to be here. And so I wanted to check in with the channel about that. Is that just something I'm projecting?
Yes, it is. It's not imminent. And this boyfriend is going to give her reason to be there longer.
Yeah.
Because she's happier.
Yeah.
So your job
That's wonderful.
Is just to see her healthy and happy for as long as she wants to be here, baby.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. And I just want to spend as much time with her as I can.
Especially
That's right. while she remembers me.
That's right. You bet.
And I deeply remember you speaking about your mom and you sending your spirit to go dance with her. And I tell her all the time, you know, Mom, even when I'm not here, I send my spirit to be with you. So that's moved me a lot.
Yeah, and she gets it, Emily. I'm testing it now. She gets it. She knows. Actually, sometimes she knows your energy better. Oh, this is in the future. She will know your energy better than she will know you personally at some point. So don't ever stop doing that because she gets
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
In
the future. You bet, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh, I love you. Thank you.
I love you, too. All right, Miss Alberta. What's up?
Oh, hi, Misty. How are you?
Hello. I'm fab. How are you?
Well, remember I mentioned that they were diagnosed with shingles, and it seemed to get better when he put me on a different med, although I was on two meds. Then the pain did go away. But then a couple of days later, when I was walking, my legs buckled and I fell on my face. And it took me a couple of tries to get up, and because I kept thinking, "Oh, I don't want to be here," because my legs wouldn't let me get up. But anyway, I got up and sort of just my balance was okay for a minute. Walked and was able. I was on my front lawn, so I was able to walk in the house, and that was great. Wasn't able to get in touch with the doctor till the next day, and I asked him if he would take me off those meds. Now he left me on the.
I don't get it's the meds, but I get it is your blood pressure. Your blood pressure, I'm not a doctor. This is an energetic reading, but I think your blood pressure dropped quickly.
Yeah, and I think sometimes the meds will do, and the meds, I think, will do that. But anyway, he left me on, the one that he left me on, which is more for shingles and pain, but I don't really, I'm going to call him tomorrow. I don't even think I need that one. I don't feel I need any meds. Does he want to feel it?
I get that's a true statement. Hold on. Is that the correct question?
Yeah, because if the second one he left me on is for pain, and I don't have it because I took one pill this morning, and I'm like, I don't want these. They're affecting my balance. So anyway, I'll call him in the morning
Yeah, you can take them as needed, Alberta, but don't create the belief, that when you take them, you're going to have balance problems.
I never did. It was just sort of like a one-off. I'm like, I really don't want these, but I did take one. Yeah, I take them when I need them or not take them. And then my next one, yesterday I felt like on top of the world. I was powerful. My light was so bright. And then I woke up this morning. I'm left-handed, but my wrist... It's like, oh, my God, what's wrong with my wrist? I mean, I've never had.
Because you caught yourself when you fell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the only thing.
So the wrist had to do with the fall, even though I'm only getting that pain now.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting.
That makes sense because I did land on my face, but obviously my wrist obviously did something because I didn't break anything, and I wouldn't have gone to the hospital anyway, and what have you. And when I did call him, I said I think these meds is making the sodium. I think it's decreasing my sodium, and that's what's causing my legs to buckle.
Well, Alberta, you have some pretty strong beliefs about medicine and doctors and hospitals. That may not be serving you, darling.
Oh, okay.
Medicines, like the channel said at the beginning of the show, you do your work first and get yourself into alignment with self-love and the frequency of health and wellness. And then the doctors and medicines are even more effective because you've already done the big work. Okay?
Absolutely. And I think what it is with doctors is one will prescribe medicine, you see the other one the next day, it made it worse, they prescribed something different, the next day you had your own doctor, and they prescribed something. And I said that to my doctor, why can't you all get on the same page?
Because you don't believe that they are doing good.
Oh, really? Well, I have to change that belief.
Yes, you do.
And is there anything, I don't want to keep you much longer, there's other people waiting. Is there anything that I can be doing? I've been massaging the wrist the whole time we were on the phone.
Wrap it. That's the first thing I hear. Wrap it to stabilize it.
Oh, okay. So just one of these, like, elastic band. Yeah, I think I know the one you're talking about. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize that.
All right,
that,
baby.
So.
I'm going to take one more caller here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Good
and thank you so much for taking my call. And
you bet.
So I don't need to I don't need to check with the doctor on the blood pressure. It's just everything's good.
I didn't say you didn't need to check with your doctor. I was giving you an energetic reading. I would touch base with your doctor about what happened. Absolutely. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I did. And that's why he took me off them. But
all right.
Anyway,
all right,
thanks,
baby.
Talk
you
to
bet.
You later.
All right, Brian, literally I have 2 minutes, but I wanted to get to you. What's your question?
Thank you. All right. First of all, I think Lena actually hit a lot on of what I wanted to ask at the beginning of the show. I just wanted to see if there's anything else that I can do when I want to change a belief around and just can't seem to get out of it.
Well, you can change that statement.
Okay.
Anytime I want to change a belief around, it's easy and joyful for me. Because I love myself, and I'm going to give me everything I want.
I like that.
You see, if you keep saying, why can't I change this belief around, you ain't going to be able to change it around. You'll only be getting more of why you can't.
Got it.
Hold on. Now we're going to a core belief. This page. Yeah. See, they're taking me to I can never be God. Well, you are God, Brian. You are the only one that can change this belief around, whatever it is. Give yourself what you want. Give yourself the creation of you. Got it?
I got it. I'm just taking that all in, feeling it in.
Okay. That was worth it. I'm glad I got a chance to come on with you, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to
you. Thank you, Bri. I didn't mean to cut you off there. They want us to balance everything from the show today, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.